A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We're considering the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 30, verse number 21, and Proverbs chapter 3, verse 23 for our discussion this morning. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21, reading from the New King James Translation of the Bible, the scripture says, "Your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, this is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right hand, or whenever you turn to the left." May you constantly hear a word behind you, telling you this is the way, walk in it, in the name of Jesus. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 23, the word of God says, "Then you will walk safely your way, and your foot will not stumble." You will walk your ways safely, and your foot shall not stumble. Knowing what direction to face at every point in time in a man's life is a crucial factor for success and advancement. The reason why many lives are stalled is because they do not know what direction to face. Every one of us, at one point or the other, will come to a crossroad in our lives. We will come to a certain junction, a certain path, where two or more roads cross, where two or more roads meet, and we will be at valleys of decisions. Valleys are points in time when it will be important, it will be necessary to take a decision to move either to the left or to the right. At such a point, knowing the direction to face by the leading of the Spirit of God or by the help of the Spirit of God is a very crucial point for success. It's a very crucial point for advancement. If you don't know what direction to face in life, your life will be stuck. You will not be able to advance or make progress in life. And that is why I believe very strongly for success, for progress, for advancement in life, a major factor is knowing the direction to face. Put in another way, having divine direction is key to success in life and in destiny. We must understand, dear listener, that people get different results from similar situations because of where or who they look. Brother A and Brother B, going through the same situation, experiencing the same thing, under the same circumstances, may have different results based on who or where they look. It is important where you look, our perspectives in life, very essential in determining how far we go in life and in destiny. Let me take that point again. If two or more people experiencing same situation, under the same condition, under similar situation, may likely experience different results or have different results because of their perspectives and because of the direction or lack of direction that they have, because of where they are looking or who they are looking. Never ever forget, it is not what happens to you that determines how far you go in life. I would say it is what you do with what happens to you. And what you do with what happens to you is dependent on who you are looking at or where you are looking at. And so we are discussing the best alternative. There are various ways or various places and various people, different kinds of people that we can look at or we can look up to for succor, for help, for assistance. Under difficult situations or conditions or adverse conditions of life, our outcome in life under such condition is dependent on where we look or who we look. There are very many people in our country, our nation Nigeria at the moment, and of course in other nations of the world, globally, it is a period of difficulty or serious adversity of different kinds. And so we are having different results under this condition or situation, dependent on who we are looking at or where we are looking at. I want us to look at five possible areas of focus or choices that we could make and that will determine how far we go in life and in destiny. Don't forget this point. People get different results from similar situations under the same condition because of where or who they look. Number one of these five possible areas of focus or choice is looking back. Please stop looking back in life and in destiny. In Genesis chapter number 19 and in verse number 26, we could see a picture of Lot's wife. Lot's wife looked back, and what was the outcome? The Bible says she became a pillar of salt. Looking back is a very wrong option in life. You don't have to look back. Those who look back get into sorrow. Sorrow looks back. Sorrow, please note that. Sorrow looks back. When a man keeps looking back constantly, keeps looking at yesterday, sorrow will brew in his life and in his destiny because sorrow looks back. So you stop looking back. We have said on this program, please hear it again, that there is no future in the past for anybody. There is no future in yesterday. Stop looking back. God's choice servant, Reverend George Adeboye, once said, God has no place in the future for a man who looks back, thinks back, or acts back. God has no place in tomorrow, in the future, for any man who keeps looking back. For this reason, Paul the Apostle, in his epistle to the Philippians, chapter number 3, and in verse number 13, Paul said, I do not consider myself to have apprehended, or to have attained, or to have made it, or to have arrived. He said, but this one thing I do, I forget those things which are behind. That is the one thing that I do. I forget the things that are behind me. It is important for you also to forget the things that are behind you. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. There are so many things behind, and you must forget them. You must let them go and move forward in your life. Don't ever forget. You cannot go forward looking backward. Man ultimately heads where he looks. If you keep looking back, you will start going back. Stop regretting your past. It does not make any sense to keep regretting what you cannot redress. Whatever you cannot redress, don't regret. Move past it and move on to your life. Looking back is the wrong option. It will cause you untold sorrow. When you look at the mistakes you have made in the past, you will enter into sorrow. Sorrow looks back. You look at the things, the opportunities you missed in the past. It breeds sorrow and you become sorrowful. You look at the mistakes, the sins you committed, the mistakes you made. You become sorrowful. Sorrow looks back. And there is no future in yesterday for any man. For your life to make progress, you have to stop looking back. Stop looking back and make progress in your life and in your destiny. It is a very wrong alternative, very wrong option. Sorrow looks back. Stop looking back. It does not produce any result. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers and say, Father, I break free from the grip of the past. In the name of Jesus, I break myself loose from everything holding me to the past, everything that makes me look back. I break myself free from them in the name of Jesus. I break myself free from the mistakes of the past, from the failures of the past, from the disappointments of the past, the errors of the past. I break myself free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to begin to destroy every root of sorrow, everything in my past bringing me sorrow, everything bringing me sorrow and pain. I wipe it off my life now in the name of Jesus. Let it be wiped off, my Father. Let everything in my life that is bringing me sorrow, let it be wiped off by the blood of the eternal covenant, the blood of Jesus. Anything in my past causing sorrow, causing pain, causing shame, let it be wiped off by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, let there be a redemption, a restoration of what I lost in the past. Let there be a redemption of the problems of the past. Let there be a restoration of the losses of the past. In the name of Jesus, my Father and my God, I pray, let there be a redemption of the losses, of the pains of the past, of the errors and the mistakes of the past. Let there be a redemption. Redeem my past. And let there be a restoration of the losses of the past in the name of Jesus. Let there be restoration by the power of your Spirit. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, I'd like you to pray. I receive the power to press forward, to press on. I receive the grace to press forward by the help of your Spirit. I receive the grace to press towards the mark. I receive the grace to make my mark. I receive the grace to arrive at my place in destiny in the name of Jesus. This grace I receive from you this morning, O God. Grace to press towards the mark for the price of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Grace to press on, to reach forward to my mark, to my destination, and to get there. I receive this grace today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I ask that the grace of God will break you free from every old of the past, everything that makes you look back, every sorrow, every sorrow-causing agent of the past. I ask that the grace of God will wipe such off your life and your destiny in the precious name of Jesus. I break you free from every old of sorrow. Sorrow will be far from your life. Sorrow will be far from your destiny in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Lord will redeem your past, whatever in your yesterday, any mistake, error, or sin in your yesterday that is contending against your destiny now. I ask that the Lord will redeem it by the blood of Jesus. I pray that there will be a restoration. You will be restored. Whatever you have lost in your past, any opportunity, any chance, any glory, any resource that you lost in the past, the Lord will restore to you in the name of Jesus. I decree restoration upon you by the Spirit of the living God. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us tomorrow at noon for our Moriah prayer convocation, 12 noon. Come, let's pray together. The Lord will hear and answer your prayers. You may wish to join that prayer meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.